So some people will maybe watch this later, listen to it at doubledropkick.com or on iTunes. I wanted to talk about a couple of things. Number one is, if you follow our podcast, if you follow the group, you know that Mark Whitman and I work with 3Count Pro Wrestling. We had our first show of the year last Saturday night, and I've spent a good portion of this week editing videos. We did a different format for the live show where we did a lot of ringside interviews. We try to give it, you know, an old school feel. As I've been going back and watching, you know, some of the old school wrestling, there weren't as many in-ring promos. It was a lot of ringside promos with an interviewer and things like that. So that's what we shot for. And then we had some, you know, we had some backstage stuff. But just, you know, just kind of put ourselves out there. We did have some technical issues, and I'm still learning how to use the stinking editing software, Final Cut Pro. So if you're a Final Cut Pro expert and would love to share, you know, just some tips or whatever, you know, like I said, it's a learning process. But I feel very proud, you know, for our first four episodes, I feel very proud of what we did, very proud of all the guys and the hard work they put into their matches. I feel very good. Our goal with the February 25th show was to promote the March 25th show. And so all the matches set up what's going to happen at March 25th in Liberty High School. So I encourage you to go subscribe to 3Count Pro Wrestling on YouTube, and you can keep up. Collision Course 1 is the playlist. And then for the rest of the year and for the time being going forward, any show we have, you know, our next show is called Locked and Loaded, but that'll be Collision Course episodes 5 through 9 or 5 through 10, whatever, you know, ever how it works out. And we're still going to incorporate those ringside interviews, and, you know, the old school stuff like that. So I'm really, really excited about things moving forward, and I'm excited to, you know, to continue learning the process of video editing. I know I made some mistakes this time, but it is what it is. So I'm excited to, you know, to do that throughout the year. But we'll love your thoughts on, you know, how we presented it. The goal was to, if someone was a new fan, that through the commentary and the way we set things up, that they would be able to understand the rivalries and the feuds and who is involved, but also for people who are hardcore fans of 3Count, that even if they were at the live event, they want to go back and watch, they want to, you know, go back and watch and see the commentary. Larry, thank you for your episode. Jamal, thank you so much. Episode 1 is great. Episode 2 is insane. Jamal, wait till episode 3. That's all I'm going to say. Thanks, Larry, for your kind words. Oh, so now the comments are popping up on my phone, which is awesome. So I want to go ahead and warn you. I'm going to say this multiple times. I'm going to talk about some things. I'm going to talk about Logan. I'm going to talk about Impact Wrestling. I'm going to try to do that to the best of my ability without spoilers, as far as result spoilers. When you can't talk about what's going on with Impact without kind of spoiling some of the new signings that are out there, but I'm not going to spoil results. Before I get to Impact, well, let me go ahead and go to Impact, because Impact, last night, I was planning on watching Impact live, because I had heard that it was going to be a tape-delayed episode last night. I knew they were filming, and I thought it was going to be the new stuff, but yet it was something from their previous tapings. And so as I started watching it, I was like, well, I already know what's going on. And then by the end of the night, by the end of this weekend, we'll know a month's worth or more of Impact tapings. And that's something I wrestled with this week, going back to 3Count. I wrestled with, you know, we had the show Saturday night. We did this episodic format. Some of the guys worked twice. But, you know, as far as our website and our YouTube and our Facebook page, I didn't want to put the results out until I had the videos ready. I wanted all of that stuff to come out at the same time. And I didn't want to, in the articles that I was going to write about the show, I didn't want to give away so much that people wouldn't go and watch the videos. And I recently read, we actually talked about this on our three count team. I recently just read an article on an indie wrestling promotion site. And the typos and the grammar and the way that they wrote about it, it was embarrassing. It was just really embarrassing how they wrote about the sport of wrestling. And I can't really say everything I want to say, but it was kind of like they were giving away what it was. William Little John, TNA says TNA just needs to give up. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. But anyway, so we're trying to be as far as online. I want to have the most up-to-date independent wrestling website and YouTube channel in the world. I want people who've never heard of Three Count Pro Wrestling to be able to go to our website, to know when our next event is, to know the history of our events, to be able to see the results, to be able to see our videos, and to be able to follow what we're doing. I care enough to put that information out there. And, you know, that's how I feel about it. But going back to Impact, so here are all the news. I mean, this has been a whirlwind week leading up to these tapings. So if you haven't heard, Bruce Pritchard, in large part due to the success of his podcast, and Bruce Pritchard, Mark Whitman and I were talking yesterday, if there was one person and I'm not talking about anybody else, but for me personally, what I'm trying to do in wrestling, if there was one person that I could talk to about wrestling for like 2 hours, it would be Bruce Pritchard, because of his experience on the production side, his experience on the TV side. Those are the things that I am trying to learn. I don't. There are other people that do the creative stuff, and I want to know how do you lay out a TV show. That's what I want to know. So I would definitely talk to Bruce Pritchard. So I have a ton of respect for him. But he has signed to Impact and will be having a backstage role and an on-screen role as a manager. Dutch Mantel is back as, I want to say he's head of creative. He's just like one level under Jeff Jarrett. He's also going to have an on-screen role. The biggest rumor this week that has not been proven yet, but I keep seeing it everywhere, is that Jim Ross is going to Impact Wrestling. I will believe it when I see it. He's doing a lot of other things. I'm sure if the price is right, absolutely, he would do something like that. Here's the deal with TNA. And this is, TNA has new ownership. This is a completely different situation than TNA's ever been in before. And here's why. When TNA first started off, they got that initial investor. I want to say it was a healthcare company or a hospital. And the financing fell through, or it just wasn't there. And so when Dixie Carter's, her family's company, Panda Energy, bought TNA, they had so much money that they could just throw at it. And it was really Dixie Carter's father, it was kind of her pet project, and they just threw money at it. And it was kind of like Ted Turner, who did not look, you know, he didn't make a profit from WCW many years, and that's the way Impact was. They were just throwing money at it. Now you have Anthem Sports, you'll find out TNA is no more. It is Impact Wrestling, new logo and everything. Anthem Sports has a plan for Impact Wrestling. They have a plan as part of their larger business model of the niche sport market that they are trying to reach. And Impact Wrestling is a very important part of that. and there are budgets and there are contracts. And so they are not just going to be throwing away money at Impact Wrestling. They want it to be financially viable. That's the thing that hurt TNA, is they didn't have to put any thought into it, because they just had, for the longest time with Pan Energy, they just had kind of had this unlimited amount of money, and they could try anything, even if it wasn't a good idea. On the flip side of that, you're bringing in all these people who, if they could do a great job at TNA, they would have already done a great job at TNA. It's very much like the NFL and the NBA and Major League Baseball, who you have managers, coaches who have proven that they're not great head coaches, but yet they keep getting hired. They keep getting hired, and there is this cycle. And I think that's what's happening with Impact. The other mistake that I think they're making is Impact recycles so many old WWE people. What is the name of the YouTube show? Was looking, kept getting other things under three counts. Three Count Pro Wrestling, no S, Three Count Pro Wrestling, and it's Collision Course. So if you search for Collision Course, the number one, you should be able to find it. But again, it's Three Count Pro Wrestling. If you go to Three Count Pro Wrestling on Facebook, all the links are there. But then there's a playlist that has all the videos in regards to that first show in February. It has some pre-show promos, things like that. But the thing with Impact is they've brought in guys from WWE who weren't over in WWE, who never really reached their full potential in WWE. So what makes them think that casual fans who know a little bit about WWE are going to care that they've signed somebody like Alberto Del Rio? He has his fans, but for me as a fan, that's not going to make me... I'm turning it on because I'm curious. And for me, I'm not a big fan of Alberto Del Rio, so that might be a detriment to some fans. Thanks, Jamal. I appreciate that, man. He just posted a link to our YouTube channel in the comments. So it's just going to be interesting to see. And this week, you've seen the Hardys leave. You've seen Drew Galloway leave. You've seen Jade leave, who was, you know, just recently the Knockouts champion. Brooke Tessmacher's status is up in the air. Mike and Maria Bennett have left. Who else? There's a couple more. And they've been replaced with guys like Josh Barnett, which the inclusion of Josh Barnett into some of the matches, that lends some credence to the Jim Ross rumors because of their role, you know, with New Japan World on Access. Okay, Albert, we're trying not to post match spoilers here, so we're trying to keep that out. So anyway, they're using a business model, they're using a wrestling model that has proven it doesn't really work long term, because you have to create new stars. You have to, I mean, it's fine to bring in older guys, but you got to use those older guys to mentor and help the younger stars become the future stars of the company. That's a huge thing. Nah, it's cool, man. It's cool, Albert. No big deal. No big deal, man. I'm just giving you a hard time. But yeah, I'm curious. Am I going to watch Impact next week? Yeah. I want to see the production values. I'm going to be checking the internet for spoilers this weekend. So I think the week started off and they're in the news for the wrong reasons. And now, you know, they're trying to turn that around, but I'm not excited. You just let, in my opinion, the hottest act in wrestling, the Hardys, go. You kind of, you know, if you believe all the different articles, you kind of did them dirty. You did them wrong. And, you're bringing in Alberto Del Rio. So anyway, I never really thought I never thought Mike Bennett and Maria reached their full potential on Impact. Wouldn't mind seeing them go back to Ring of Honor. Not really sure what they're going to do. This is going to be interesting. Oh, Drew Galloway. I didn't mention him. Drew Galloway is also gone from Impact Wrestling. And he, again, there's another guy. Never reached his full potential. Brought in with such fanfare. Now, part of that was due to injury. I know he got, you know, had at least one major injury, possibly two in his time with Impact. Rumor is he's heading back to heading back to WWE. I'm going to tell you, this is just me, okay? This is what I would do. If I was running Impact, I would sign somebody like Donovan Dijak. If you have not seen Donovan Dijak's match with Marty Scurll from Ring of Honor, Donovan Dijak is a freak of nature. His size, his speed, his agility. There are very few guys over 6 foot six that can do what he can do. He cut a promo on YouTube that was, it was so, I mean, I showed it to some of the Three Count trainees. I said, this is a great promo because you just don't know. Because there's a little bit of truth in it and there's a little bit of work in it. And it was just a really, really good, it was a really good promo. Hardys. You know, I don't think the Hardys want the WWE schedule. Matt Hardy's, he's put a lot of work into, you know, having his family there. And they had a great deal with Impact. They might try New Japan. That would be awesome. That would be awesome to see them go to New Japan. Mike Bennett, I don't know that there's a place in, might be a place in NXT for him. It may be time for NXT. They kind of need to reload. They've got some older guys. Mike Bennett in NXT with Maria. I don't know if Maria's burned too many bridges there. Who knows? Drew Galloway. I definitely see him going back to WWE, and I would love to see him get, I think, you know, under the brand split. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing him get a fairly decent push. I don't think Impact's going to sign CM Punk. And I'm going to be honest, man, if I'm owning a wrestling company, CM Punk, man, you just cannot keep that guy happy. You just cannot keep, he's just a, like, I appreciate his work. I appreciate his promos. But he just seems to be like a miserable person. He just seems like he is just never happy with anything. And I definitely admire him for trying UFC. But, I mean, he just seems like a miserable person. And I just don't want that. I just don't want that. I want people who want to be there and who are, you know, enjoy wrestling and like wrestling. So, you know, that's just me. So it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks. I think this next month of the tapings, that's going to be the real tale. Because if they don't get a boost in ratings, first of all, they got to get on a different channel. First of all, more people will watch it. I mean, this is going to sound, I can hear Mark just making fun of me for what I'm about to say. If more people got the channel, more people will watch their product. They're on Pop because of mismanagement and Dixie Carter being an idiot when it comes to certain things. So it's very likely Anthem and their backing and the type of company they are, that they know different things like that. And so it's very likely that we'll see Impact Wrestling when the Pop contract is up, see them on a more known channel or either on an app or something, you know, we'll see something like that. I think there's I just saw today Jack Swaggart was seen in Orlando. Why are we excited to see? I mean, where are all these huge Jack Swagger fans? Where are all these people clamoring to see Jack Swagger? But that's who they're bringing in. So I don't know. I don't know. Albert. Sam says, I watched them through Cody. I don't know what that Don't know what that is. Albert Moss asks, do you think Angle will take over as GM, Raw or SmackDown? Maybe SmackDown? I don't know. Those rumors are kind of losing steam. I keep hearing Hogan's going to be general manager of Raw, but I don't know. Larry Ellett asks a great question. Who do I think is the best wrestler we don't know of that we should? That is a very good question. There is a young man that many may know of, a young man named Matt Riddle, former UFC fighter. I've seen some of his matches in Evolve. He wrestled in PWX, and he is just different. And I appreciate his work. But somebody lesser known than that, man. That's a really good question. Albert Foley, they are pushing Foley out because he's got to have this hip surgery. Got to have hip replacement surgery. So he's going to be on the shelf for quite a while and may not feel like coming back. Jason, welcome from Chicago. Awesome. So who is a wrestler that you have not heard of that you should? I'm going to tell you a name to put on. I'll tell you a name to look out for, and that's J.C. Harper. I mean, all the guys from Three Count, whether you're talking about our champion Ace Armstrong or Ken Magnum, J.C. Harper, Scottish Prince Joshua Ogilvie, Oscar, Austin Jordan, and we've got some young guys training right now. And so if you're looking for wrestling that has, our motto is we're where the past, present, and future collide, that is what we're trying to do. We do have some veterans. We're trying to do action that's worthy of 2017, but to give it an old school feel. We want some blood feuds, and right now we've got some. Heading into March 25th. And listen, if you're I can't spoil my own dang stuff. So anyway, March 25th is going to be crazy. But I just want to tell you this. I had somebody tell me that the worst thing they ever did as a wrestling fan was get into wrestling. Because it just kind of, I don't know, it just kind of, the glamour, or the image they had of it was completely spoiled. So to me, that's not happening to me. I'm just going to tell you this: running an independent wrestling promotion or helping run it, being part of the team, it's a lot of work. And it's got to be something you really love. It's got to be something you're going to put in long hours. I've probably spent, and I'm I wanted to do it. I said, hey, let's do this YouTube show. Let's do it in this format. Knowing, that I was going to be looking at 20 hours of video editing. Because I was happy to do that. That's what I wanted to do. Justin Donna Hop. Good to have you. So to answer your question, I would say any of the guys from Three Count. Mark and I are trying to keep up as much as we can with a lot of the Carolina stuff. Tracer X gets a lot of buzz in the Carolinas. He's wrestled for us a few times. And just let me think on that. Jason Cunningham says, if you could have a dream match, who would you want to see, past, present, future? A dream match. Oh, man. I don't know. I'm just looking around my stuff here. A dream match. I mean, I think it's a dream match that Mark would love to see that we never saw was Stan Hansen versus Bruiser Brody. Never got to see that match. And there probably wouldn't be a finish to it. But that would just be... Can you imagine two guys that liked each other so much, just what they would just let it. I mean, they would just lay into each other. So that's one probably. And then secondly, I've always thought Triple H and Harley Race could have a great match. I'd love to see Triple H and Harley Race go an hour. That's just me. I'm not saying those two are my favorites. I'm just saying I would love, Triple H is somebody who styled himself. Warrior and Cena, that would be nice. And then the bell would ring, man. And I think if they had a month with Patterson ahead of time, they could put on a good 10 to 15 minute match, absolutely. But I think the energy, I hear what you're saying, Jason, the energy of that match would be unbelievable. And I think, okay, so let's stop right there. So here's the deal. And now Jason puts LOL, so he may be messing with me. But let's think about this. When did we all, at what age did we all start caring about work rate? At what age did we all start caring about guys doing the moves right? We just cared about our heroes. We cared about who we liked. We cared about who hated who we liked. We cared about the villains who took out the heroes. And we cared about the energy of a match. That's one of, if you listen to our podcast, one of my favorite matches ever is Rock and Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania. One of my favorite matches ever. It's not a five-star classic, but it made me feel great. I mean, it told a story, and it was amazing. And that's what, let me tell you, that's what's missing from indie wrestling. Guys care about doing their moves. They care about getting their stuff in. They care about the number of flips. And so, yes, for the 10 to 12, 15 minutes of that match, it's an emotional high. But when it's over, it's over. And where do you go from there? Because you haven't told a story. You've told a story of, man, these guys are athletic. That's great. But you haven't told a story of, man, that guy hates him. And one thing we try to do with Collision Course is make you feel that it's unpredictable. That these guys dislike each other to the point that you don't know what's going to happen. How about Chris Evans? Welcome, Chris. How about the championship titles? Why don't they let these guys hold them for some time? Why did they play hot potato? Well, I think it's a WWE thing. You look at Ring of Honor, with the exception of once or twice the last couple of years, they've had guys that had really long title reigns. And I'm talking about their heavyweight title and their TV title. I think WWE, since the Hogan era, it has been hot potato. Because wrestling's just changed. We've said it before, you used to use your TV shows to sell tickets to your house shows. Now, your number one goal is buys. Your number one goal is network subscribers. Your number two goal is TV ratings. Well, what do you got to do to get TV ratings? Well, you got to switch these titles back and forth. I mean, how many times? When was the last time the women's title changed hands on pay-per-view? Can't remember. But it's changed hands on Raw a ton. And in my opinion, has not elevated the title. Because all three women that I wanted to see hold the title over the next 5 years held it within 5 months. So I totally agree with you. Three Count Pro Wrestling in 2014, their December show, they crowned their first champion. In September, he was stripped of the title. No-showed. Not just no-showed one show, but of the three shows he was slated to appear, no-showed two of them. And had excuse, but still, I mean, you're in the main event, supposed to defend the title. And so December of 2015, Ken Magnum wins the three count heavyweight title, held that title for a year. And now Ace Armstrong has it. you'll see on, you know, Collision Course episode 2, he defended it against James Drake. Go back to the question before, who's somebody you may not know of that you need to watch, and that's James Drake, man. Carolina Pro Wrestling Awards Rising Star of the Year. James Drake is, he is a throwback. He is a great big man. I mean, he's just good. He's just a good professional wrestler. And he is somebody I would pay to see, because James Drake will tell me what he thinks of me, and he did. He did at the commentary table the other night. It's amazing. Jason says, it's amazing how they're aiming to make Charlotte tie her dad's record and has not put in a third of the work and effort. Love your wrestling room, Heath. Thanks, Christopher. This is not even my A stuff. All my A stuff is over my church office. So, like, my Four Horsemen autographs, Dusty Rhodes, all that stuff. So, I'm in the process. I just got to get stuff where I need to be. The prime, you know, one of the reasons for this room is, you see the three count posters behind me, is I film a lot of our three count videos, because this doubles as my three count office. So I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're trying to make Charlotte tie the record, but good gravy. I mean, at least take 10 years to tie the record, not 10 months. That's just my two cents. Oh, real quick. A non-wrestling thing. Any suggestions for what to watch from Continental Wrestling from Christopher? All of it. I have not watched any of it. Right now, I'm kind of focused on Carolina Pro Wrestling in the North and South Carolina. I think when WWE took over a lot of the promotions, it hurt pro wrestling as a whole. What are your thoughts? Here's the thing, Larry. All of the territories were going to die. Jason, I wore my glasses today because people always tell me I look like Bubba Ray Dudley, and that's why I wore my glasses today. Plus, my daughter was sick and I wasn't feeling good either. All the Tank Abbott love three count, different three count. All the territories were going to die because the wrestling business changed, and they didn't change their. They didn't change their business strategies. Society changed. Culture changed. People weren't, you know, thousands of people weren't going to show up to Greenville or Spartanburg or wherever the local shows were 7 nights a week anymore. It just wasn't happening. Stuff moved to TV. Stuff moved to cable TV. Stuff moved out of syndication. So the wrestling business changed. And here's the fact, man. Vince McMahon, whether you hate him, he get paid these guys for their promotions and gave them money that they didn't have to do that. I think we all would say we don't care necessarily for Vince McMahon's brand of wrestling, but as a businessman, Vince McMahon was just better than everybody else. He saw the future and he adjusted to it, and that's why he's still in business. The other people didn't. That's why, with three count pro wrestling, we're trying to stay one step ahead of everything. Luke Harper for champion, make it happen. They just announced today he's going to be facing AJ Styles. No, excuse me, that's Randy Orton is facing AJ Styles to face Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania. So Christopher asks, are there any Death Dealer matches online for us to watch? No, we're working on that. One of our podcast episodes coming out in the next couple weeks. We talk a lot about the Death Dealers and the history of that. Matter of fact, I'm going to just tell you this. Mark and I just recorded yesterday, March 2nd. We recorded 4 episodes, parts 5 through 8 of the Tag Team Tournament. Some of the most fun I've ever had. Some of our best episodes, because you not only get us talking about the matches, but we just talk about various topics. We talk about wrestling philosophy. Mark shares a lot of stuff about the Death Dealers. Talks about his experience in wrestling. And it was just really good. It was a lot of fun. And when you're 180 episodes into a podcast, man, it can just get old. And what Mark and I have been able to do to kind of keep things fresh has been really encouraging. Albert likes my Hulkamania figure. Yep, he's back there with the Junkyard Dog. When are they going to be available? Are you talking about the Death Dealers matches? It's all dependent on Mark's old tag team partner thinks he has a tape. I got to get that tape. I got to convert it to digital, and then I got to put it on YouTube. So it's a very long process. Matter of fact, when I jump off of here, I'm going to message Tank Murdoch. Oh, the podcast. Sorry. Monday. We release new podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. And then the weekly dropkick comes out on Friday. So you're going to get episode 5 of Death Dealers on Monday. I don't have my calendar here. And then, all right, so that's Monday, March the 6th. And then Wednesday, March the 8th, you're going to get episode 6. And then the next week you get episodes 7 and 8. And the tag team tournament is going to end up being more episodes than the singles tournament, which kind of surprised me, but they're good. They're really good. I mean, again, this is just me. It's some of the most fun I've had. It's some of the most fun I've had podcasting yesterday, recording those episodes. It was so much fun. Such a good conversation. Good, you know, just good. Just really enjoyable. Before I jump off here, I got to go pick up my kids here in a minute. All right, Chris Evans. PG era has killed WWE. Okay, I don't agree. I don't agree, Chris. I don't think it's PG. I do not think it's the PG era. Because the wrestling we grew up with, other than blood, it was fairly PG. Starrcade 85, man. I'm going to tell you. I'm just going to be honest. Those old Starrcades, they haven't aged well, in my opinion. That's just me. Some great matches on there. Some unforgettable matches on there. You know, Starrcade 85, you know, that, you know, the ending of that heavyweight title match. That was a game changer in wrestling. I want to take my son, who's 9 to a show, live in Colorado. Should I take him to a live event like Raw or a house show? I'll take him to, here's what I would do, Larry. First of all, I would find an independent promotion. This is just me, all right? Just my opinion. Instead of spending $50 to take you and your son, or more, to go to one WWE show, take $50 and go to 3 of those independent promotion shows. Because at an independent show, you can get there and you can yell at the guy and he's going to yell back at you. You go to Raw, nobody's going to hear you yell. And they're certainly not going to yell back, except unless Kevin Owens. He's not going to hear you from the cheap seats. But I would go to a house show. Raw, people don't understand how long a Raw taping is. It's like 4 to 5 hours. It is brutal. A house show, you're going to see the things that haven't made it to TV yet. I'm not saying all the matches are going to be great, but you're going to see guys. That's when they're trying new stuff. That's when they're a lot more interactive. That's when they're going to do things that they wouldn't dare do on TV. And plus, they're given more time because the house shows are where the guys are honing their craft. Back to PG era. Like I said, I don't think it's PG. I just don't think the guys are as good. That's just me. Let me end with this. Let's talk about Logan. I went and saw Logan last night. As soon as I plan on going to see Logan, the late show, 9:50. And then when I remembered that TNA was supposed to be somewhat live, I thought, oh man, what do I do here? I was going to go live with the Double Dropkick show at 10. And then I found out TNA was taped. So I said, I'm going to see Logan. So let me just say this. I'm not giving any way spoilers. No spoilers here for Logan. It's what you would expect from an R-rated Wolverine movie. Period. It's what you would expect. There were some of it that I loved, and there were some of it that I didn't love. To me, in movies like that, you know, and this is not a spoiler, once you see his claws go through a guy's head, well, how many more times do I need to see that? So, in a sense, Logan, very much like wrestling. You know, in the first 5 minutes, Logan gets in a fight. I see him do things with his claws. Well, I've already seen it. So, when he does it, you know, several more times throughout the movie, it loses its effectiveness. You go to a wrestling show, And the first match, the guys are throwing chairs at each other and they're, you know, doing all the hot spots. Where do you go from there? Where do you go from there? That's just my my two cents on that. But I'm glad I went to see it. You can really tell me Hugh Jackman just pours everything he's got into that role and into the movie. And there were some really good, like I said, some really good points and some not so good points. Jason Lee Cunningham asks, who is the greatest of all time of WWE? I think Hulk Hogan is clearly number one because there would be no WWE today without Hulk Hogan. And then you gotta be, you know, Bruno's in there, Cena's in there. They just gotta be, whether you like them or you don't like them. You know, you don't have a top run like Bruno and Cena without, Macho Man was great. Okay. Macho Man was great, but he didn't have the run of Bruno or Hulk or Cena. That's just my two cents. Chris Jericho's great. Chris Jericho, to me, Chris Jericho has had absolutely a Hall of Fame career. Chris Jericho is a guy you need on the card. He's very versatile. Great worker. Great talker. He can do whatever you ask him to do. HBK's great. Jason, HBK is absolutely great. If you're talking about in-ring work, we talk about this on the show. We talk about this in episode 5, which comes out Monday, March the 6th. We talk about why HBK is the greatest worker of all time. We lay that out. And it was a great discussion Mark and I had. And we were both in agreement on that. But again, his run. You look at his run as champion and the length of it and the business that he did. It's about a lot more than work rate. It's about did the people sell tickets? Were people interested? And so there's just a lot of things. I mean, all the guys that you've mentioned, I'm a big fan of. Albert says, AJ Styles will be my favorite for years to come. And you see my hat. I'm a huge AJ Styles fan. Partly because he's from about an hour from where I live. He's just a country boy. Good guy. You know, in my several interactions with him, good guy. Just a really cool, down-to-earth guy. And has gotten just so much, you know, out of his ability. Sam Moran says, what about Roddy Piper? I don't think Roddy Piper can be in the greatest of all time conversation. Roddy Piper was great. But other than the dog collar match, name a great Roddy Piper match. And that was a gimmick match. So was that match great because of Roddy Piper? Was it great because of Greg Valentine? Or was it great because of the gimmick? And Roddy Piper didn't like to lose. When was the last time you saw Roddy Piper get pinned? Name a match other than Brett beating him for the Intercontinental title. When do you remember seeing Roddy Piper get pinned? I mean, people talk about Hulk Hogan never put anybody over. I mean, look at Roddy Piper. Who did he ever put over? And I like Roddy Piper. I appreciate Roddy Piper, but I'm not the biggest Roddy Piper fan in the world. It's nothing against him. It's just he's just not in my list of favorites. And I'm talking promo or otherwise. That's just my personal feeling. I'm not saying he's not great. I'm not saying he should belong on other people's list of their favorites. He's just not on my list of favorites. That's just how I feel about it. Craziest of all time. Yes, Roddy Piper was crazy inside and outside of the ring, for sure. So, I didn't even talk about Fastlane. I guess that says a lot about where my mind is on wrestling. My mind is on. Listen, if you don't like WWE, get involved with the indie promotion. It'll definitely take your time. I mean, it'll definitely be, create something. Create something rather than consuming something. That's what I'm trying to do. I hear people. I hear people in this group all the time, in our Facebook group, the wrestling group you grew up with. WWE sucks. WWE this. WWE that. So what am I trying to do? I'm trying to create a product that's not like WWE. I'm trying to create a product that people are telling me what they want. People are telling me, hey, we'd like to see this. So what's three count trying to do? I'm trying to give you what you want to see. And even if you don't live in the Carolinas, you don't live in an area where you could come to one of our shows, the hope is you can follow us online and be a fan and support us. And it's awesome. So really good questions today. Really good, deep questions. DX top sales and merchandise that no one be able to match their numbers. Nobody topped Austin in merchandise. Nobody. I mean, NWO. We talk about that. We talk about that in one of our tag team episodes coming up. We talk about merchandising. We talk about the business of wrestling. We talk about guys who knew how to make money and knew how to make deals. So I'm excited to talk about that. But DX, yeah, they're popular. I mean, there's a lot of DX shirts. I think a lot of people bought into, the whole attitude era was just the anti-authority figures, you know, with Austin and DX. And that was kind of the cry of a generation of just, you know, sticking it to authority, sticking it to the man and not putting up. And then most of those people graduated high school and went out and found out the real world doesn't work like that. And if you flip your boss off, you're going to lose your job. And many of them, you know, still live with their parents. So, who knows? Any other questions before I gotta sign off here and go pick up the children? So let me sum up. Let me sum it all up for you in one fell swoop. You need to watch Three Count Pro Wrestling. You need to go watch our four episodes of Collision Course that we just released. You need to watch Impact these next couple weeks. Give them a chance. If you don't like WWE, now we may turn it on and it's the same old with Impact Wrestling. Give them a chance. And if you're a comic book fan, go see Logan. It is not for children. It is not for children. It is not for children. I would not take, even if I had a kid that was 14 or 15, that's just me as a parent, I would not take them to see it. It is going to be offensive to many. John Ward says, where do I find 3 Count Pro Wrestling? Hey, I can give you the website. 3countpro.com is the website. From there, all the links are at the top. YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. That's the easiest. 3countpro.com. Also in the comments, Jamal, who you can find at Conversations with the Beard on iTunes, Jamal posted the playlist for Collision Course. So I appreciate that. And appreciate you guys' support. You know, you'll see and hear, you'll see some familiar faces and hear some familiar voices on there. If you want to just spoiler alert, I'm still learning how to do the recordings with the TV tapings or with live shows. We had a problem with our commentary. We tried to go wireless. It didn't work. I'm still trying to figure out why it didn't work. So we had to redo the commentary. And we redid it yesterday afternoon. And that's definitely not the ideal situation. I thought our live commentary may have been a little bit better. But Mark and I always, you know, try to bring our A game. And we're trying to... There's a method behind the madness. There's a reason we do things the way they do. So, hey, before I get off here, let me remind you, I want to thank Albert Moss, who's our latest patron. You can support the Double Dropkick Show by going to patreon.com/doubledropkick. Now, you may be asking, why would I, you know, why would I pay for something I get for free? Well, what you're paying for is stuff that's not public. First of all, if you give $1 a month, you get put into our patrons only Facebook group. All right. In that patrons group, once a week, Mark goes live with Carrie's Corner, and you can ask him anything. It is uncensored, it is uncut. He will talk about anything. Like I said, he'll answer any questions. Nothing is off limits in regards to wrestling. He also has a theme every week of videos he's posting that you're not, listen, he posts videos in there you're not really going to find anywhere else in other wrestling groups. What you'll find in most wrestling groups is the same videos that keep getting cycled through. Mark's posting stuff in our patrons group. And again, it's $1 a month. $1 a month, you're getting access to wrestling videos that you could go find, but it would take you, you know, hours. Mark's posting them in there for you in the Carrie's Corner once a week. You give more than that. There's different levels. At certain levels, you can get your YouTube page or your Twitter account promoted. You could, there's certain levels. You get an autographed picture. So Albert, I mean, this is not going to go well in audio, but for the video, Albert, coming in the mail to you, buddy. Signed DDP picture coming your way, and we'll be getting that out to you. So that's, I mean, you're getting something. You're getting something for your investment to the show, and we're happy to do that. We want to, you know, we feel like we're providing something great. So just thanks for everybody for their support. I got to go pick up some kids. If you're new to this, if you're watching this on Facebook, or we're on iTunes, the Double Dropkick Show. We would appreciate, you know, subscribe, rate, review. Hey, Albert, thank you, brother. Thank you. As the Miz would say, you're awesome. We try to be very interactive with our fans. Where's mine? Well, John, you got to give at a certain level to get the picture. So I'll have to go back and check. If I owe you one, I'll give it to you. But I think the $1 level just gets you in the Facebook group, and you got to give, I think it's the $10 level to get the picture. So, like I said, there's different levels. Patreon.com/DoubleDropkick. So, thanks everybody for listening. It's going to be a crazy couple weeks in wrestling. Fastlane is this Sunday night, and then the Impact relaunches, I guess. So, John, thank you for support. So, we don't care what you give in Patreon. We are just grateful. We are just grateful. We are humbled. We are blown away by your support. And we are trying to be the most interactive podcast. We're trying to be different. When you listen to the Double Dropkick Show, Mondays and Wednesdays, you're not getting a rehash of Raw. You're getting stuff you're not getting anywhere else. You're getting the fantasy booking. And I guarantee you, if somebody said, Heath, you know, what are some good episodes to start with? I would say these episodes about to drop are some of our best episodes. And it's not because of the fantasy booking, it's the conversations that the fantasy booking led into. Just some of the most fun conversations I've had. I mean that. Mark was having a rough day. Some things that were out of his control. And so he was such a trooper. And so for Mark and I both, we podcast for the love of it. We podcast because we get to hang out with each other. We podcast because it's fun. And yesterday, it was fun. It was good stuff. So I appreciate everybody's support. And for the Double Dropkick Show, this is Heath Mullick, and we'll see you guys later.